Well, this is National FFA Week. It's always exciting and fun to visit with our FFA members. Normally, in a normal year, we'd have everybody in person. But, of course, we've been learning how to do things virtually and do things remotely for the entire year. And we're going to do our FFA Week visits this week that way as well. We have some members of our Christian County FFA chapter on the phone with us. And then we'll visit with our FFA advisor, one of our FFA advisors, Olivia Clark, in just a moment as well. But it's great to have their FFA members. And you guys, obviously, FFA Week this year is going to look a little different for you. And I'm just going to kind of start and go around the table here and talk to everybody on the screen. Luke, we'll start with you since you're on the top left of my screen. Luke Luttrell's with us. And Luke, tell us a little bit about you and what you do in the FFA.
I'm the treasurer at the Christian County chapter. I work at Luttrell Feeds in my spare time, and I'm a junior this year, and that's about it.
You don't know a guy named Bryce Luttrell, do you?
Yeah, he's my uncle.
Your uncle? Yeah, Bryce worked for me last summer here at the radio station, and great guy, great guy. So tell me, what are some, you meant you work at Luttrell Feeds, what are some of your experience projects in FFA? What are some things you guys are working with?
In terms of, like, the community service our FFA has done, in the past, we've went to the Aaron McNeil house and helped out there. But me, myself, personally, I mainly work in the feed store at Luttrell Feeds.
What does the FFA mean to you?
To me, FFA is community, which we haven't been able to do very much this year due to COVID. But I look forward to being able to get more involved next year as a whole chapter.
I guess obviously the feed business, but you guys have been busy, I'm sure, this winter in the feed business too, haven't you?
Yes, sir, we have. Animals eat regardless.
Absolutely. Doesn't really matter. Luke Luttrell, thank you so much. Savannah Rogers was with us. Savannah, tell me a little bit about you and what you do in the FFA.
I'm the sentinel of our chapter. I'm a senior this year. I'm a co-op student. I work at Oak Grove Animal Clinic, and that's about it.
Well, tell us what your experience project. You're working with the Oak Grove Animal Clinic. What are you working with there, and what are you doing?
I work with the dogs that stay overnight. I walk them while I get there. I help out the techs. I do a little bit of everything around there. Whatever the doctors need me to do, I run errands. I help hold the dogs while they do stuff to them. That's about it I do over there.
And what does FFA mean to you?
FFA means community. Like Luke said, we haven't done much of that this year due to COVID restrictions, but it means leadership, where we all come together and open our doors to new people.
Well, I think it's wonderful. Appreciate you being on with us today. Fiona Nepper is with us today as well. Fiona, tell me a little bit about what you do in the FFA.
I am our chapter secretary and regional reporter. I am also a co-op student. I co-op at Skyline Animal Clinic. I'm actually sitting in their parking lot right now. And, I mean, that's really about it.
Well, what are some of your experience projects in FFA personally?
The biggest one I have is my SAE project. I've been actually at Skyline for about 4 years now. They just hired me this year as a co-op student, but I have been here shadowing. That has been a huge part because I've always wanted to be in this career pathway, so actually doing things and getting closer to my goal actually has been a huge part of my life.
Fiona, you and Savannah both work at the vet clinic. You guys see a veterinary tech or maybe a veterinarian future for either of you guys?
I do, definitely for me, yes, for Savannah. We actually kind of work in the same chain. Skyline and Oak Grove are connected in a way. So being able to work with these doctors and these techs and getting all the experience for both of us, it really does help.
Savannah, I take the same thing for you, huh?
Yes, it is. I go back and forth on weekends. Sometimes I go over to Skyline and help them out on the weekends. Like this weekend coming up is my weekend. I go there in the morning and I help out all the people there, and then I clean in the afternoons. I go back and forth between both since they're both sister clinics.
Sure. Dr. Pat Daugherty's been a good friend for many years, and Annette, and I can't remember Annette's last name, but she and I went to school together. So know the crew there at Skyline and Oak Grove very well. So thank you guys for being on with us today. Olivia Clark is one of our advisors for Christian County FFA. Olivia, tell us a little bit about the FFA chapter in Christian County. How many guys do you have in there and so forth?
We currently have about 240 members. That includes all of our students. We have an affiliate chapter, so it gives the opportunity for our students to all be involved in the FFA organization. Whether they're in person or virtual, we include each of them and invite them to participate. And what we can do, at least this year, we've tried to do some things throughout the year to highlight our students. And we are excited about FFA week next week, even though it may not be everything that we've had in the past. We're still going to try to do everything that we can. And I think the only thing that we're leaving out basically is eating breakfast at Chick-fil-A together at the end of the week. So we have a good group of students, and we're excited about what this spring brings.
Tell us about your co-teachers or who work with you at Christian County.
Victoria Mohan and Aaron Stallings work alongside with me, and we each divide up different areas to teach and have our own areas, I guess, of expertise too. But I'm fortunate to work with them. We make a good team, and I'm proud to serve along with them.
What are some of the different areas you guys teach in there at Christian County?
Primarily, Mr. Stallings is our freshman agri-science teacher. He teaches principles of agri-science and technology. And then Ms. Mohan, she works alongside with our agricultural power and structural technical systems classes, along with the animal science courses. And then I'm bring up the rest of the courses with ag business, horticulture, and work with our seniors in the MSU courses as well as the co-op program.
I know you guys are getting ready for your spring contest here before long, so good luck to you guys in those as well.
Yes, all three of the ones on the call are currently working with the Parley team. They are practicing. We've been practicing a lot of virtual practices right now, and these three have also been working hard on their speeches, their impromptu speeches. So we've really tried to take advantage of this time of being away, and they've met with us and worked with us on their speeches, and like I said, and the Parley contest too. So we're just ready to be back in person to do some in-person practices, though.
I understand that for sure. But listen, it's been a pleasure to visit with you guys today for National FFA Week. Happy National FFA Week to you, and appreciate you guys making arrangements to meet with me here virtually, and look forward to one of these days where we can all be back in person again.
Thank you, Alan. We appreciate you and your support.
Thank you, Olivia. Thank you, everybody, for being here. We guys have a great week, okay?